Full Contact Radio, fueled by black coffee and delivered with a racing pulse. Live from the heart of the Rust Belt, it's the Steve Gruber Show. And here are three things you need to know as we go into hour number two. Men have decided Gillette is not the best a man can get. Not even close. Real razor burn. Number two, Donald Trump, did he bomb social media and try to influence the polls with cash? Wow, you need to hear this story. And number one at the top of the page, before heading to the Pentagon yesterday, the president dropped a bombshell on Nancy Pelosi in one of the most stunning smackdowns in recent memory. And that's saying something. Yeah, that's saying something, all right. Six after on a Friday. We got to get to it because we're burning daylight. So many stories to cover. I just love the letter sent to Nancy Pelosi by the president. Yeah, they were sitting on the tarmac. If you didn't hear this story, it's classic because a couple of days ago, Nancy Pelosi sends out this letter basically uninviting the president to do the State of the Union address. Clearly and purely political because she doesn't want him to have the 45 million viewers that the State of the Union draws. This year, it might draw more because of the government shutdown. And she says something about safety, blah, 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 which got laughed out by Kirstjen Nielsen at Homeland Security, got laughed out by the Secret Service, like, we have no issue. No issue at all. Of course we can secure the State of the Union. What are you, fool? So anyhow, typically you would expect the president to come out, you know, in a tweet storm or something. You know, he was silent. Dead silent. Until he came out and said to Nancy, who was sitting on a plane, ready to fly to Brussels, then on to Afghanistan. There was a stop in Egypt somewhere along the line, apparently. For a week, they were going to be gone. Her and a whole entourage and other members of Congress, Democrats. And he said, you know what? I got to be honest with you, Nancy. I'm paraphrasing a bit. But you see, I'm the commander-in-chief, and we're in a government shutdown. And it just wouldn't look good. And you know, that plane that you're sitting on, because I'm commander-in-chief, it's my plane. So I'm going to go ahead and postpone your trip overseas. Apparently. There was a lot of anger inside that plane. But I... So, Nancy, you want to play games? You want to play political games? Okay, we can do that. Or we can get this border crisis taken care of, get the government shutdown taken care of, all of these. And by the way, if you didn't see this or hear this, earlier this morning, the caravans that has started in Honduras have made their way across Guatemala, and they got to the Mexican border, and there's nobody there. Nobody at all. They're flooding into Mexico. The Mexican authority, the one that they could find to talk to, said, yeah, we didn't want a confrontation like we had before. The Mexican border with Guatemala is wide open. Thousands are streaming in from the videos I'm watching, just pouring in. Doesn't matter. Nobody cares. Come on. Head straight to America. The problem is getting worse every day. I want to back up a little bit, though, because I want to go back to what the president did yesterday. Very important thing that he did. He went to the Pentagon to discuss missile defense at a time when both Russia and China are becoming more aggressive, more antagonistic, creating hypersonic weapons. You've seen these from the Chinese, the Russians working on them as well, as are we. But it almost felt like Donald Trump, who gave one of the better addresses that I've heard again, and he's done this a few times recently, calm, deliberate, almost soft-spoken in some ways. Clearly, prompter President Trump is very different than off-the-cuff President Trump. You know that, of course. The president yesterday seemed to be echoing the ideals of Ronald Reagan. Listen to this. It's bite one, all right? Bite one, go.
Our goal is simple. To ensure that we can detect and destroy any missile launched against the United States anywhere, anytime, any place. As we all know, the best way to keep America safe is to keep America strong, and that's what we're doing, stronger than ever.
Stronger than ever. I mean, that just feels, doesn't that feel like something that Ronald Reagan would have said? Clearly, it does. Clearly, it does. Of course, during his remarks at the Pentagon, he couldn't ignore what's going on at the southern border. He couldn't ignore the government shutdown. Now in day, what is it? I've lost track, 27, 28, whatever it is. 800,000 employees, but some of those being brought back to the IRS and other agencies being brought back. so that certain things get done, because the president has assured us that they will get to the tax returns. But I want to jump ahead to bite number three, because in talking about the border, he has some themes about human trafficking and criminals and gangs and everything else. And it's the right message, because who doesn't agree with border security? There are a couple. But that's just abject foolishness. You cannot conduct yourself with open borders when you know the cartels do what they do. And the murder rate in Mexico, by the way, six times, more than six times what it is in the United States. People try to tell you, oh, America's a violent place. No, not really. No, not really. But Mexico, especially the northern tier, there is a violent place. It's bite three. Go.
Tremendous percentages of the drugs coming into our country come from the southern border. We're not going to allow it to happen. And that is why our homeland security professionals have asked Congress for a steel barrier between the ports of entry to fund more agents, beds, medical supplies, and technology, and to close the ridiculous and dangerous immigration loopholes that no country in the world has but us. The federal government remains shut down because congressional Democrats refuse to approve border security. We're going to have border security. It's going to be tight. It's going to be strong. We're going to let people into our country gladly, but they're going to come in legally.
They're going to come in legally. That's really the key here. The fact of the matter is, we do have a great need for labor in this country in a variety of places, in construction, in agriculture, a whole host of places, in high tech even. And so it's important that we set up a system that's more conducive to that, more flexible. But that still comes with a process. That still comes with a process. You do this, and then it's a flow chart. It's very simple. It takes you right back to elementary school. If this, then this. And if this, then this. Very simple flow chart. All right? The Common Sense Hotline is 888-900-9966. Some folks that have listened to the program for a long time know that I'll take calls on Fridays more than other days. 888-900-9966. CJ listens at WKMI in Kalamazoo. He's on the line on the Common Sense Hotline. Good Friday to you, CJ. What's on your mind?
Hey, thank you very much, Steve. I think 90% of the problems that we have with the waste, tons of waste, in the U.S. government budget is because of the method of funding the U.S. government. It's Article 1, Section 8, Paragraph 1 is the principal means of bringing money into the U.S. government coffers. It's been shamefully misused over the years.
No question.
The way to do it is to move to a 21st century update to Article 8 of the Articles of Confederation, the Constitution's predecessor. Now, what was done under...
Got to get to it quick. You got to move quick. We got about 10 seconds. You got to get to your point.
Okay. Divide the U.S. budget among the states. Let the states' legislatures raise the money to fund the U.S. government. The U.S. government should have no taxing power.
That, you know, I don't mind that. I think I like that idea. Does that also mean we can take away all the guns owned by the IRS and the 5 million rounds of ammunition? CJ, thank you for the call from Kalamazoo. Greatly appreciated on a Friday. We'll get some more calls in.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce is on the job every day fighting to deliver powerful business advocacy and political action vital to the success of Michigan businesses. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce is working to make Michigan the best state in the country to live, work, raise a family, or build a business by strengthening communities and improving our quality of life. We work to improve workforce readiness and build the entrepreneurial spirit that has powered and defined Michigan for decades. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, on the job every day fighting for Michigan's future. MIChamber.com.
Rent is up. Salaries are up. Supplies are up.
Owning a business means owing bills. But DTE Energy is committed to helping your business thrive. DTE offers rebates, tools, and tips to help you save energy and money. We even have experts who conduct free business energy consultations to show you where to save.
Hey, my energy bill went down 10%.
Visit DTEenergy.com/save now to learn more. DTE Energy. Know your own power. DTE Energy is committed to helping Michigan businesses. So we perform over 1,800 free on-site business energy consultations each year and offer rebates and incentives on upgrades to energy-efficient equipment. In fact, we help them save over $40 million every year because more businesses saving money means more businesses making money. DTE Energy. Know your own power.
I'm a counselor for the Michigan Problem Gambling Helpline. People don't want to call us. They're ashamed, and they don't think they can be helped. I have years of experience as a counselor, and real-life experience, too. I was a gambler once myself, so nothing you say can shock me. It's my job to help you, so call me.
Call 1-800-270-7117 for help. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.